Welcome, Chambra. Welcome. Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center in Louisville, Colorado, for our first monthly shoud of 2015. Yeah. And it feels special, huh? Yeah, magical, special. And actually, the Connection Center here has really been busy over the last month. So we had Pronost here, then Quantum Allowing, and all getting ready for this transformational time that all of creation is going through. And we are the point of the sphere of consciousness, the pioneers that are allowing it to happen. You know, the point of the point. That point sometimes feels like the bleeding edge, but we're really just the leading edge. Ow! Yes. And what changed? It doesn't matter where you look in the world, you know, there's change. You know, the weather, you know, the West Coast is having these horrific rainstorms, East Coast, snow, and we're in sunny Colorado. Eat your heart out, world. Yeah. Come on down. Come join us. Yes. It truly is a delight to be here. I mean, this is really, it's like an early spring. Winter's not over, but it's like an early spring. And if you've been following the news, you know, it's like one event after the other. And if you listen to Pronost, you know, Adamus really talked about that. If you didn't listen to Pronost, it's not too late to do it. And actually, we just had a major event here in the United States for the rest of the world, and that is one of our largest health insurance providers. Anthem was recently hacked, and it looks like 80 million accounts were, you know, tapped into. 80 million. Unfortunately, you know, my sense is that we're going to see more of that, and like not only with insurance companies, but also the transportation companies and the telecommunications, you know, are being hacked in by individuals, by dissident groups, and even by countries. At the same time, in a way, they're all acting out and responding to this huge change in consciousness. So let's take a breath with that, huh? You bold pirates, yeah. Hard, for sure. But let's take that conscious breath and just allow. Ah. And without further ado, let me welcome Jeffrey and Linda Hoppe. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Yeah. Thank you. You look too late. We'll explain in a minute.
I have a Chambra thing.
It's Valentine's month.
I got to share this with you. If there's something really, if there was red wine, it would be incredible. I'm walking over there, getting ready for us to start, and as I walk by this table, I said, what is this? I see this stupid heart-shaped thing with these, like the muffins are missing and this heart. And there's like 2 minutes, like, what is this? Why would somebody put this on the table? And then I realized
there once had been candy in there.
They were actually full of chocolate, and we hadn't even started, and they're gone.
These were only out for 10 minutes, Chambra, and they're gone. There's one left. There's just one left. And you know, I mean, isn't...
Now it's a decoration.
Anyway, yeah, it's kind
of... So Chambra-esque.
It's kind of indicative of the group, I would say, that nothing left. But don't worry, I believe there's a lot more chocolate back there that we haven't brought out yet.
But wait. You know, people are so kind. They hear messages from Adamus, and they try to follow through. And there are two beautiful Chambra that said, we knew you needed something special to drink a beverage out of on stage. Not that just Adamus, but you and Jeff. And so these two Schomburg said, you know, we were in Missouri, and they actually said Missouri. And they said, we saw these incredible beverage holders, crystal beverage holders, that we thought were just perfect for you and Jeff.
And Adamas.
Oh, but they only
mostly Adamas.
Oh, my God.
It's a crystal base and kind of Chambra-style top on there. We're elegant and we're casual all
it's
at the
crimson.
Same time. And we're very practical also.
And there are two of them, and I said, well, okay, I'll put mine on stage. And Jeff's like, you just put mine to the side.
Yeah. I have to contend with Adamas. He would be none too happy with that. So,
okay.
Anyway, great energy today. As David mentioned, it's warm outside. It's warmer here than it is in Tel Aviv, Israel, where Anat and Gerhard are from. It's warmer here than Florida today. I mean, isn't it amazing what we create?
Amazing.
Yeah. And just the other day, I think it was Wednesday, we had so much snow that we couldn't even come into town from up in the mountains. It was snowing too hard. So
we had over a foot.
Yeah. So what's with that? 2015.
Craziness. Yes.
But anyway, we're here. It's a beautiful day. We had to turn on the air conditioner. This is February 7th. And we had to turn on the air conditioner today. So it's just indicative of what's going on.
And wonderful that we can.
Yes.
Yeah. And isn't it nice and comfy? And we have a full house, people, Schomburg from all over the area and outside. No one from overseas, but a full house.
And we're now webcasting on what we call the Crimson Circle Network. You remember the Awakening Zone, but we've transferred the broadcast capabilities now to the Crimson Circle Network. When we go online again after the break, we'll be broadcasting through Blog Talk Radio, through our normal ways, but we're now calling it the Crimson Circle Network. So, yeah, kind of cool.
So welcome, everyone.
Yeah.
And not to mention everyone listening in, whether it's through Blog Talk, the Crimson Circle website, or viewing on the Crimson Circle website.
And, of course, it is Valentine's Month. It's a good reason to kind of open up the heart, kind of like express and show your love. It's always such a beautiful month. And
the whole month or just like one?
No, up through the 14th and then it's over. Then we just go back to our normal ways. But on this special Valentine's shout, we want to welcome all those who are listening in online from all around the world. And we know you are because we get emails and letters and cards and
comments
and expressions and some interesting comments from time to time. But we love you and glad that you're joining with us. It's, in the early evening in Europe, Australia, it's probably early in the morning.
It's 6 hours
tomorrow.
Earlier. So it's Sunday and it's, what does that make it? Must make it about
Sunday morning
8 o'clock.
At about, seven, but that's okay.
I thought 6 hours.
Yeah. But
18 ahead, that's,
So we welcome everyone who's listening in online. And
oh, you're right. It
like
is
Linda said, we have a full house here at the Crimson Circle studio. I see quite a few new faces here today.
There are.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got a new face, you know what I mean. But I see people who haven't been here before.
I see a lot of look updates, too.
Look updates, you know. Okay. Well, let's do first the people are here for the first time who are new to being here at a shout. If you would, just raise your hand.
If you want to.
Wow, they're all sitting in the back. <It's> like, good. Thank you. Glad you're here. And now for anybody who's done a look update.
Nobody's going to raise their hand for that. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
You go. Okay.
See? Yeah, very stylish. Very, very stylish.
Here.
And also, I have to mention before I forget, we also have a birthday today.
Yes, a
today
special birthday.
For Shima. So
yay!
Happy birthday,
stand up. Shima.
Good.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And I noticed you have your cast off.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
When did you get it off?
Tuesday.
Oh, great. So you're really free now. You had that on for, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's a long time. Yeah.
But it's good. It stuck you here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure to give Shima a big hug at the break. And for those of you online, just send her well wishes.
Birthday wishes.
So thank you. Okay, we have a lot to cover today. Actually, we have so much to cover
that
we're not going to finish in this first session. I took a look at the slides. Normally, there's about 50 slides, and today there's about 100.
Who created those slides, Jeff?
No, we'll keep it in. We'll keep it interesting. Linda and I want to talk a little bit about Crimson Circle and kind of a continuation of what we did last month, and we don't want to rush it. So after the break, we're going to take about 10 minutes or so before Adamus to just cover a little bit more about where Crimson Circle's at, where we're all at. Aren't you excited about that?
Clarity.
Oh, boy.
It's about clarity.
Nobody will come back from the break.
I know. Why'd you warn them? Jeez, Jeff.
Okay, so we'll get right into it.
It's like saying, yeah, you have to go to a doctor's check.
Yeah, so I'm calling this the January show, but it was really in December, on December 31st. But let's just call it the January show.
But, Jeff, in Europe, it was actually 2015.
You are absolutely correct.
Thank you, and Australia.
That's correct. And Adamus is probably more European than anything.
You
so
think?
Yeah, so it was the January show.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I've forgotten what was in it. So we have a great video recap. So sit back, let's have the house lights down, and let's take a look at number 5. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This occasion for that true farewell to the old limited self, the fearful self, the linear human self, the self who had to identify with a past, the self who wondered what was going to happen in the future. Let's use this opportunity for a true farewell to being lost, to being confused, not wondering what was going to happen. Let's use this as an opportunity to say farewell to doubt. Oh, doubt. Such an ugly, smelly blanket. But you still carry it around. Why? Why? You ask yourself why. I ask you why. Why would you want to carry around that really grotesque old blanket of doubt? But it gives you a certain degree of comfort. I think there's an odd comfort in it. You think that if you don't doubt yourself, that you're going to do something, you're going to act in a way that you shouldn't act. So you put that limitation, that doubt is kind of like your braking system. You got to doubt yourself. Got to throw that doubt in there just to make sure. But let's use this also as a time to say farewell to the doubt. I'll say, put it in very human terms, very linear terms. What do you have to lose? If you let go of doubt, if you don't get caught up in doubt, rather, if you don't get caught up in doubt, what's the worst that's going to happen? That you're going to do something bizarre, like becoming a master? You let go of doubt that you're going to let your light shine, that you're going to have charisma, that you're going to let the true you come out. The doubt is, it's like a prison. The doubt is a limitation. And actually, so many of you have gotten so used to doubt, this demon, this ghost, gotten so used to it that you just accept that it's there and it's going to keep coming back, huh? That it's going to, that's always, going to be fighting that doubt. You can let it go right now. You're going to let go of giving it any sort of credibility, any sort of energy. You're going to let go of that doubt. Doubt is such an energy drainer, as you doubters know. Doubting yourself. Such an energy drainer. It saps you of energy. Doubt is one of the relatives of SES virus. When doubt gets into your mind, it kind of freezes up your mind, and then it penetrates deeper and deeper. That doubt gets uglier and uglier, and what happens is you don't do anything because you're doubting yourself. After a while, my friends, that gets to be such a bizarre way of living, but between the passion for your realization and then all the doubt. Let's say farewell to all of that. I'm going to ask you to stop the fight within yourself, starting at the stroke of midnight, wherever you happen to be. But stop that fight that you're not good enough, that you've done something wrong, that you need to work on yourself, that you need to make yourself better, that you need to improve yourself, that you have to have a plan. I don't want to see one of you, any one of you, have a New Year's, what do you call them?
Resolution.
Because they never work. You're not resolving anything. And then you think you're even a bigger schmuck than before the resolution. And you got this whole battle going on. Now, what I'm saying here doesn't apply to everybody out there. They would crumble to pieces if they took this advice. But for Shambhara, I think you understand. No more fight. And no, you're like, oh, this is going to be really good because I'm really tired of fighting. But the fact is you're not tired enough of fighting quite yet. So there's going to be a tendency to try to hide some fighting in your pockets or in the closet or wherever you hide things from me, which you don't. There's going to be a tendency. It's like, well, I still have to work on my fill in the blank because Adamus doesn't understand my, your incredible weakness, your incredible addiction, your incredible perversions, your incredible everything. Yeah, I understand all of them. But I understand that by fighting them, you're living them. By fighting them, you're living them. When you fight these things, when you battle against yourself, when you have to set goals for a master, are like a kryptonite for Superman. Oh, goals. Oh, just. But why goals? Goals are assuming that there's something wrong with you, that there's something you have to improve. You don't need goals. You need to live. That's all. You just need to live without the fight, without the struggle, without. Life is not a struggle. It really isn't. If you take the essence of life, it's not a struggle. Never was. But there are a lot of things that have made it a struggle. And you've bought into it. You've been seduced into it. You kind of like it. Even though you say you don't like it, you do like it. Because otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. No more fight. Not fight in your health. I have a health issue. Stop fighting it. It sounds good at first, but then all of a sudden you're like, but that means I'm allowing it. I'm embracing it. And then it's going to take over. You're going to be so surprised at how the fight itself made it real. How the focus, and I'm not saying either to avoid it and pretend you don't have it. I'm saying to actually allow it. It's counterintuitive to allow your addictions, to allow your illnesses, to allow your weaknesses, to allow all those things that you don't like about yourself. It's very, very counterintuitive. We're going to come back to this time and time again, and I'm going to call you on it during the year, but the fight is over. Whatever it is, health, relationships, self-loathing, self-doubt, food, any sort of addictions, and there are no addictions, it's all mental. Any sort of thing that you're struggling against with yourself, including the why haven't I achieved more in my life, I'm going to throw up if I ever see any of you thinking that, because you're looking at yourself through this little microscopic view. You're looking at yourself. You say, why, you know, other people have achieved more. Other people haven't come to this planet at one of the most beautiful but challenging times to be an embodied master. Is there anything grander? What, just another degree is going to, you know, is going to be better than that? A little bit more money, a bigger house? I don't think so. So I'm going to put it out there again. We'll come back to it next month. No more fight within yourself. And you're going to try to apply it to the outside world and say, oh, I shouldn't be fighting. Now, fight the outside world. Stop it within yourself. Stop all these limitations and arguments and holding back and self-prescriptions and all the other weird things that you do. Let yourself free.
That's proof that you channel, because I would never let you talk like that to me.
I noticed that Adamus was wearing the popcorn necklace.
Yeah.
And after the New Year's party, we've decided no more popcorn ever in the studio again.
It took three full vacuuming.
It was in the carpet. It was in the bathrooms. It was in the ceiling. It was everywhere. It was.
And then it gets staticky, so it's like, it's like, oh, my God, you have to start picking it.
So, yeah, poor Sandra and Leslie, it's like, no more popcorn in here. But isn't that what we're about? Aren't we the poppers this year? I mean, he said, Adama said, you know, the popcorn's popping, the kernels are popping. So, I don't know, maybe we'll break the rule. Okay, let's talk about recent events. We had a lot going on this last month. As David mentioned, the studio was like almost being used every day with different things.
A lot of beautiful creations.
Yeah, one of the wonderful things we did this last month was the Pronost event. Really fun doing.
Pronost 2015.
A lot of great information. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a recap video. So, yeah, just when the
and
lights
Patricia
come back.
Patricia was able to join us. She was one of our special
guests.
Yeah,
Patricia in the back of the room.
Is here.
Dr. Doug Davies and Jim Self, Linda, and myself. So we're going to take a quick look at Pronost. Pronost, by the way, is kind of our annual event now where we look into the energies for the coming year and beyond, kind of get an idea of what's happening in the world, what the big things are. So,
can I say more?
Sure.
What I love about...
No, you wanted to say more.
Okay. What I love is
just
that...
Just say more.
More.
Good. Sorry. That wasn't very funny.
Yes, it was. That's why I went along with it.
Yeah.
I love it because you hear things all the time. Everybody's got something to say about everything. But especially when it comes to the year. But what was nice about this was it was really done from a perspective of really new energy humans, conscious humans. And that's what I loved about it most. It was really focused on the audience that we are.
Okay, ready to rock. Here we go.
Great American Empire is collapsing. Not bad, not good. just understand it's collapsing. And it's doing it at a very rapid rate. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. But this geopolitics is shifting around.
There's a really lack of leaders on this planet right now, which is probably okay. But humans are going to desire leaders. They're going to manufacture leaders because they need that. They need somebody leading them, telling them what to do and how much to pay for doing it. So you're going to see the mass unconsciousness have a need for leaders. This is the Antichrist. This is the true Antichrist, yeah. The Antichrist is anything, in my opinion, is anything that does not carry the Christ consciousness. It's not about Jesus, wow. Yeshua. It's about things that are not in integrity, not in Christed, Christos, crystal consciousness, not in truth. So it's going to give rise to the Antichrist, the antithesis of the Christed sovereign being.
I believe the earth is growing up. I use that term more than maturing because I think it sounds more like, you know, grade school. But sometimes I think the earth is in grade school. But I think we do need to grow up. And maybe the ability for us to see that how far the planet needs to mature is part of the gift of this consciousness.
The beautiful thing about consciousness is that it doesn't care about the past. It doesn't care what came before now. The beauty of that is that you can create anything you want. You can go anywhere you want. Where you put your consciousness is what happens.
Today we're going to talk about the megatrends that are at the crossroads of human consciousness and money. The first one is the accelerated increase in human consciousness. The second is what I call the new economy of consciousness. And those two trends set us up for megatrend number three, which is conscious money. By 2030, 60% of the global population will have emerged out of poverty and entered the middle class. That is an extraordinary change in our lifetime, and it is good news for, like 3 billion people or so. So human consciousness is part of this also, because greater prosperity is related to freedom and to consciousness, because greater prosperity puts you in a position to make choices.
So the question is, what is 2015 going to be like? And the answer is, how would you like it to be? Creator, how would you like it to be? It is absolutely yours to create. You got 6 lanes of freeway going this way and 6 lanes of freeway going this way, and you're kind of in that. There's no median strip. It's just this space that you go, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this? There is a platform that if you can simply bring yourself into present time and choose a different vibration, effectively you increase your position of observation, your point of reference, and all of a sudden you're more or less standing on the bridge watching the freeway go by. Is that a different experience than standing in the freeway? Which do you choose?
So 2015 is going to be very, very different in a lot of ways than 2014. It's not going to be the same linear path. The biggest difference is consciousness. The consciousness is like, it is like a sun, yeah. And that sun, that light of consciousness then shines upon mass consciousness. So everything comes to light. And the light is going to grow more and more intense. And more people are going to try to hide, to try to run from the light, because it exposes everything.
In 2015, nothing can hide. There are those that do not want this game to change. They're a small group, but they are an influential group because they've been able to control the game so far.
So you're going to find a lot of contradictions, conflicts, global separation based on this year. The light of your consciousness is changing the world right now, and also the path that the world was on. It's been like this for a long time. Hopefully it's going more to this and pretty quickly. But there's going to be a lot of this really showing up. Consciousness begets consciousness. When you are more conscious and you allow yourself to be more aware, not thinking aware, but essence aware, deep aware, the things around you start becoming more conscious. Wildlife is going to start acting very strange because they are going to be waking up. Trees and birds and flowers and fauna and the ocean, they're going to start waking up. They're going to start coming into consciousness. Gods, which are very important to humans in this planet, gods are basically your projection of your human consciousness and your human karma. That's what gods are. Some religions have many gods, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of gods, some just one. But generally, God remains quite a mystery, and intentionally so, intentionally from those who are running the God organizations on Earth. So this light of consciousness, it's lighting this whole issue of religion and God. You see it play out every day. So that is the fundamental trend or change that's going on this planet right now. It's huge. What about ancient documents being discovered in Egypt and some new archaeological sites? What about some ancient documents being found in Israel or Jordan and suddenly coming forth that changed the total understanding of religions, especially the three major religions, as we know it? Amazing. This would be a great year to be the observer, to sit back and watch quantum weirdness all over the planet. What an amazing time to live in, if you allow. If you don't, if you get caught up in drama, you play with power, you hold on to old stuff, it's going to be really rough. I mean, bad rough. I mean, I wouldn't want to be you rough, not for 2 seconds rough kind of year. But if you can... You get so serious. If you can just allow the thing called if you can allow that, then it's going to be an easy, amazing, abundant, sweet year. Oh, yeah. So Pronaos 2015 is available as a cloud class. You saw just in the 10 minutes here, a lot of great information. Loved working with Patricia, Jim Self, Dr. Doug, Linda. It was really fun. And I know some of you here were there, but it was good.
If you decide that you would like to participate with it, you can go online. It's a cloud class, and it's available to you 90 days from the date that you sign up.
Right.
Okay.
Good. Okay, moving along. Linda and I were both saying, oh, my gosh. We're not going to get through the short version of what we're supposed to do. But
Yeah, we are.
So we held the Quantum Allowing here, first time in the mainland U.S., right here at the studio. It was so beautiful having our own energy. And how many of you here now were at Quantum Allowing? Quite a few. There was just something.
There was a clarity, a focus. And it was so incredible because there was something about, you know, we do it in these wonderful spaces, and that's special. And there's that really beautiful spaces for integration, you know, particularly near the ocean. But there was something magical about doing it here.
Yeah.
Everybody walked in the door so focused and clear in their energy. It was really an amazing experience.
Beautiful to work with Yoham, Anat, Gerhard,
wonderful.
And Amir. Amir has gone back to Israel, but We kept these guys.
Yeah, we hijacked them.
So we'll have live music today, but we don't have a video recap because that would have kind of been overkill after all the other ones. But just so beautiful working here in the studio, doing, I think it was 13 sessions, the longest it's ever been, but great with the music harmonies and the interplay between you guys and Adamus. Good group that was here. We had a lot of fun as well as going through some big stuff. I really enjoyed doing it. We filmed it, by the way, because we were here and we could. Not sure exactly what we're going to do with it, but the production crew was busy and burned out after doing Pronos and then Quantum Allowing.
It was a lot of work.
It was good work. A lot of work. And there's, yeah. Oh, that's not me.
Yeah, interesting.
Anyway, one thing that I feel about allowing is that it is truly the most authentic gift you can give yourself. I'm not just talking about the class, but I'm just talking about allowing. You know, last month Adamus talked about give up the fight, the struggle, the trying to figure it out. You get it, when I get into my place of allowing, it's truly the most authentic gift I can give.
And it's the allowing of yourself, not others.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, it's about allowing you.
Oh, that's a fine line.
But it's given me
personal.
Such clarity and because it has to be so authentic. Love it. Okay, moving on to upcoming events. And I think we're doing...
Keep moving,
okay,
down.
For
keep
time.
Moving,
okay. We have quite a bit coming up. We're actually leaving this week. Later this week.
We're going to some ocean somewhere.
No, we're not.
We're somewhere warm.
No, we're not. No, we're going to Canada in the middle of winter. Why? Because Tammy O'Reilly does such a magnificent job. The Sparkling Hill Resort is amazing. And it doesn't matter what the temperature is like outside. It's about being in the spa inside. Yeah, Linda's like. Anyway, we do have, I think we have two spaces left if anybody's interested. But we're
going to
be up there with Anat and Gerhardt and... Gonna have a grand time.
It'll be wonderful if you don't mind winter.
You're not gonna be outside, and this is winter here in Colorado. What a beautiful day! In March,
Tammy O'Reilly does a wonderful job hosting for us. Thank you,
yes.
Tammy.
In March, we're doing Consciousness Unleashed in Medellin, Colombia. We'll have Spanish translation.
Correct. Our host is Cesar Cuartos and Carmenza Lopez. They've put this together in a beautiful location. Actually, it's kind of in the mountains near the airport, but it's, once again, a relaxing place. Oh, it might be warm there, and there are swimming pools, more than one, and workout facilities and places to walk in nature, and it'll be warm, and...
It's warm here
today.
And
it'll be warm, and it's a really beautiful event, Consciousness Unleashed.
And it's warm. Yeah.
It's about breaking through your barriers, about blowing your mind, and really.
Now, if you, somebody says, well, what is Consciousness Unleashed? What does it mean? Is it going to go out of your mind? I mean, literally, in the journeys we take, it's going into places that you might not have ever been before, naturally.
Medellin is beautiful. It's fun to celebrate with Latin Americans. It's really going to be nice and warm there.
And then in April, it's on to one of my favorite places, Kauai.
Ah, wow.
For,
it'll be warm there.
We're going to be doing Kasama for the first time. If you remember, Kasama is a word that Saint Germain uses to talk about the soul's destiny. In other words, you're already there in enlightenment. Now let's just realize it. So it'll be our first time, so I don't know what else to say about it other than we have places open still.
We have spots open. For those of you that have been to Kauai, it's very, very easy for us to go back there. One of the reasons being it's an environment that really, really invites a lot of potential for integration. It's beautiful. It's mild. It's a lush, lush, green, beautiful island, and there's plenty of sand and swimming pools, and it's warm.
And Adamus wanted me to list that it would be channels from Adamus, of course, Comet the Merlin, which was at the time of King Arthur, and Saint Germain. But the really weird thing is that he's all of those. So I don't know why we have to break it down like that.
Because
he's all of those.
It's a flavor.
It is a flavor.
It's
yes.
a flavor, and I really enjoy that.
You know,
and I'm looking forward to that.
Is different than Saint Germain.
Thank you.
I mean, in the presentation,
it is.
And it's the same guy, but it's a.
It's the flavor, and it just. I love that.
Same guy, different.
You have to have the same kind of chocolate. Every piece has to be the same.
They were, and they're gone. That'll show you.
So I guess they can be.
We do have some spaces open, and I know he's going to talk about the nature of time. We're going to do a lot of deep light integration work, like body integration, and I don't know what else to say. We haven't done it yet. But it's always amazing.
But here's what I love the most about what we do. As the observer, as one that sits through, you know, literally physically through all these events and spiritually and mentally, what I love is that everything consistently evolves, and that's probably the most gratifying thing about it all, no matter what.
Never the
Eva.
Same.
No, it always
Never
evolves.
The same.
And I appreciate that.
In May, this is an announcement. We're doing a Consciousness Unleashed in a warm place.
Oh, a warm place. Where would
Greece,
that be?
In Greece.
Ah, Kos Island, Greece.
So we've got, it's already on the website. I would say it's about half sold out, but it's a beautiful, beautiful location.
We've had lots of requests to go to Greece, and Maria Grigoris has done a really good job of putting together a very comfortable place. And as you probably know, your euro buys a lot in Greece.
Yes.
Really good deal.
The deal is amazing on the hotel, so if you've ever thought about going to Greece, if you're in Greece, if you want to come to Greece, this would be a great time to do it.
Yeah,
it's a two-day workshop.
Hotel includes the meals. It's a really good deal. And a beautiful location.
We've been trying to get back there. We were in Athens a number of years ago.
Never been
but,
to the Greek Isles.
This time we're going back to one of the islands.
It'll be warm.
Yeah. And then from there, we are hopping over to Tuscany for the Amyo retreat. Ah, we were there last year. Loved it so much. Lucia.
Waitlist only.
Yeah, Lucia is the host Ligi. And sponsor. Has put together a wonderful program, but it's sold out. So we'll move on.
You can waitlist, and there are always people that have, you know, that it doesn't work out for them. So contact Maya, our coordinator, and she'd be happy to put you on the waitlist. It'll be warm there.
And I messed up my slides.
And the wine
so I'm not
is great. The food is good. Yeah. The countryside's awesome. The driving is terrible.
Yeah. Okay, after that, in June, we are doing a light integration into the body and mind two-day workshop with Jim Self, who we love working with. It's going to be in Sedona, and it's going to be warm there.
June 8th
no,
zero? What is that?
We're integrating so much light that we just go to zero.
Zero at all. Whoa!
It's what happens when I do slides at 10 o'clock at night and don't proofread.
Whoa!
June 8th through the 9th.
I like 8th through the 0.
And takes place right after the Kryon Channeling Summit, which is the 3 days prior to that. We're one of the presenters there, along with people like Jeanette Crowley, Jim Self, Steve Rother, and I think there was like 12 channelers.
14.
Can you 14 heard, channelers. 14. Can you imagine the energy? Whoa. So anyway... and it's going to be warm there.
Hot. Hotter than hell. It's hot. So hot that in the shade you're sweating your butt off.
So we're...
But the scenery is beautiful. And if you really want to celebrate Makio Heaven, oh, my God, downtown Sedona is the best you could ever imagine. They have alien tours to the desert, and there's a lot of people wearing white robes and crystal bowls.
I feel very at home there. I like it there.
Jeff said he might not.
Adamus doesn't, but I do.
Jeff said he might.
Anyway, we're doing the workshop with Jim South. He's going to take the portion of the light integration into the body. He's done extensive work with this in the past years. We're going to take the part of light integration in the mind, working with Adamus. So one thing we know is that we're literally going to be bringing in whatever you want to call it, light, divinity, whatever it is, in this two-day experience. It's not going to be lectures. It's going to be doing
experience.
It. So looking forward to that. Registration opens for it on February 12th.
It's a really great place to buy crystals and...
On to the next slide. All right.
Are you like...
No? No. I love it. It's warm and beautiful. A couple things currently playing on the Cloud Class. Cloud Class is where we... You can go and register and watch various things, such as ProNost, which we already mentioned. That's on the Cloud Class. And that will be available through, I think, mid-April?
April 18th, I think.
April 18th, yeah.
Something like that.
Once you sign up, you've got 90 days to watch it. And Timeless, which was the channelings from our recent trip to Egypt, is still available. That has been really, really, really popular and amazing feedback.
People have really, really enjoyed that. And there's something very personal about the experience of that event.
Yeah. So those are available on the Cloud Class. You have 90 days access from the time you subscribe.
By the way, we had a funny thing happen. Somebody said, I don't like that. I want to be able to download it and listen to it in my car.
While I'm driving on the freeway.
On the freeway, yeah. And, you know, and then I'm talking on my phone, too. And the next thing you know, the cops are pulling me over. But, hey, it's so much fun. That is not a good thing to do.
No, one of the reasons for doing it on the Cloud Class, and Linda is telling a very true story. Somebody said, well, I really like listening to stuff when I'm driving. It's like, no. So on the Cloud Class, it does kind of force you to have to sit and really get into the energies. I couldn't imagine, like Timeless?
I couldn't imagine. Oh, my God, it would be a car wreck.
All right, moving right along. In the Crimson Circle News.
Ooh. We're doing good.
Okay. As always, we'd like to mention the Chambra Monthly, the award-winning Chambra Monthly magazine.
Who was it that bestowed that award?
We did. We did. Who else counts? But anyway, every month filled with some great articles, Lady Chambra News. We usually announce the new workshops and events there because the Chambra Monthly, Chambra Magazine comes out usually about a week before our gathering here. So if you want to get a jump start, like on Kos, Greece, once we announced that, it started selling right away. So, do check out the Chambra Magazine. Ay, here we go again. I'm getting so excited, I'm hitting it twice.
Everybody's a lot of feminine energy there, Joe.
I wanted to listen to the music again.
I like it.
Okay.
You got rid of that spooky stuff.
So special thanks to Mark Ritter and Gene Tinder, who go crazy every month trying to get it together, trying to get the issue out.
What makes them crazy, Jeff?
Me not sending my article in until the very last minute.
Thank you.
Okay. Also, kind of pre-announcing that Keyhawk 5 will open for registration next month. Now, Keyhawk is the program we do. It's an annual program or a one-year-long program. It goes from basically June until May each year. This is our fifth time. I remember when Adamus first announced Keyhawk and had the whole staff scrambling because he wanted to put together right away. But it's an incredible journey that we do with about 200 people each year. There are two channels per month over the internet, you know, over the what's now the Crimson Circle Network. And the amazing thing is that you would think it every year would kind of repeat, you know, just be a program. All the channels are different.
Once again, it seems as our energy evolves, so do these programs. There's a lot of people that really enjoy Keyhawk because it's an ongoing one-year thing. And it's focused on each of us and that journey for that year. So a lot of people find a lot of comfort in that they're invited to these experiences. And it's ongoing, again, as a year. And it's unbelievably evolves each year. Originally, we didn't let people repeat it. But then as we went through it, Alan, Jeff and Linda and our... Doug and our advisors and monitors, we realized that it did keep changing. Some people do repeat it and enjoy that because it is evolving. And it's one of my favorite things we do.
It takes big commitment, and we wanted to pre-announce it because we know a lot of people want
to plan.
Yeah, plan for it, save up for it. We do take, I think, 3 or 4 payments on it, but
just
news lets you know it's coming. We mentioned that. Oh, one other thing in Pronost, Adamus mentioned the creating this Grand Ascended Masters room, Grand Ascended Masters of Earth room, or what we call the game room, that would be available on the full moon cycle each month, and where the 1,500 plus Ascended Masters who are now embodied would join us there. And he said, "There's, you know, don't go in and talk, and there's no question, just sit and be in that energy." So we quickly put together this page on the website. It's called the Master's Room. If you look in the menu. And we just opened it up in this last full moon cycle. And if anybody of you have been there, just amazing. Yeah. I mean, just I went there one night just to check it out. And the energy in there was so beautiful. And then I walked outside, and the full moon looked like that. Yeah.
There's no chat room.
So there's not a chat room. And Adama said it's not about the full moon. That's just kind of our cosmic billboard to remind us it's time to go just be in that energy with the Ascended Masters.
Really a beautiful experience.
Oh, it's just
like a nice connection.
Kind of blown away. So it's every month on the full moon. So we'll have reminders and, you know, put it in the magazine and remind you. Here, and there's also a schedule on the website in the what we're calling the Master's Room that reminds you when the full moons are, because I can never remember. You'd think they'd have made the full moon on the same date every month, like the third of every month. That's
Jeffrey.
The full moon. And it's like,
Jeffrey.
But they change it all the time. I
don't
understand.
The moon doesn't change.
It's like
the calendar
Easter.
Does.
It's like Easter.
I think
mean,
it's every
on.
28 days, whether you like it or not. It's the calendar that.
But Christmas is on the same day, but Easter is not. It's a variable. And it's so confusing, especially for young
Jeff, you were probably in the generation and probably from that time when the church created that Easter thing.
That is true.
Thank you.
I've never figured out the logic for it. It's kind of like,
I know you.
Yeah. Anyway, we put the studio to really good use this month. We were doing a lot of recording sessions here, some audio, some video. So after the quantum allowing, we tore this place apart and we tried this green screen technology, which we'd done one other time, but we had really a good environment here for it, but we really ripped the place apart. And there were instruments and junk everywhere. We ended up putting a green screen across this whole wall. The green screen allows you to shoot a video, and where it's green, or also called chroma key, you can drop in any background, anything you want. So it's what they use in the weather reports, you know, when the weatherman or lady is reading the weather. But
standing in front of the map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, you know, Gerhardt here is going to be in front of the green screen on the video, so we can put anything behind him we want. No suggestions, I think. But it was really a lot of fun. We had a great time with some beautiful recordings. So we'll be rolling those out. We have a lot of video editing and audio mixing work to do, but just want to let you know. New things coming.
We've been busy in the studio.
Very busy. So actually, wow, amazing. We're on time.
I'm impressed. How did you do that?
So I want to give very special thanks to all the Crimson Circle Angels, website hosts, advanced studies teachers, translation teams. If it wasn't for you guys, this wouldn't be possible. So thank you so much.
And a huge thanks to our staff. We have an incredible staff.
Incredible staff.
And it's, you know, we couldn't do what we do without them.
Somebody sent this, or I saw it somewhere, and I thought, what an appropriate way
That's
to...
That's scary.
Oh, no, it's like, what is true meditation? Being awake and alive to this precious moment. I mean, that's...
I like the words.
That's it. No,
what's going
it's a little
on
kid is alive and awake. So we're going to be back in 34 minutes. So in the meantime, load up on chocolate if there's
Thank
any
you to
left.
Everyone listening. Thank you to our live audience here. Thank you for joining us. We'll
be
back
on the Crimson Circle Network in 34 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.